I told you guys before that Bill Maher is my dude. Get rid of Jimmy Kimmel, who was once a great talent, but has become one giant pussy bowing to the agenda. I can't even stomach Jimmy Kimmel anymore. Same with Howard Stern. Howard Stern was once someone that I had great admiration and respect for. Matter of fact, growing up, I wanted to be in radio, and Howard Stern was a big part of that. I guess you could say he influenced me to do what I'm doing now. I've actually spoke to Howard Stern on the phone before. Several years ago, he got on Twitter and he said that he was going to call anybody who would DM him his phone number. So I messaged him mine, and the dude actually called me. We spoke for maybe 5 to 10 minutes. You know, wasn't nothing big, but Howard Stern could not have been a nicer guy. But both Howard Stern and Jimmy Kimmel have become shells of their former self. They have bowed the knee to the agenda. Bill Maher? Bill Maher refuses to do so. He is as liberal as they come. But Bill Maher, I think Bill Maher is the type of liberal that I am. Pro-choice, pro-legalization. I call it more libertarian than liberal. But Bill Maher is also pro-common sense. The dude's not afraid to speak his mind. He's not afraid to tell it like it is. I say on here all the time, this is not an agenda-driven channel. Bill Maher is not agenda-driven. He's not worried about belonging to the woke Hollywood crowd. He's not worried about any pushback or backlash that he may receive from idiot politicians. If Bill Maher says something, he means it. I like and respect people like that. Last night, I'm sitting there watching Bill Maher on HBO, and he is blasting the NFL for playing the Black National Anthem. I'm going to play the clip here from last night in just a second, and I pray to God I don't get a copyright strike for it. If the clip is not included in the video you're watching now, then I had to remove it because YouTube wouldn't let me play it. So in a few seconds, if the video is strangely edited, that's the reason why. But I wanted to share this with you guys because Bill Maher brings up some excellent points about the NFL playing the Black National Anthem. But there's just one little part where I disagree with him. Roll the tape.
To me, when people say to me sometimes, like, boy, you know, you go after the left a lot these days. Why? I'm like, because you're embarrassing me. That's why I'm going after the left in a way you never did before, because you're inverting things that I'm not going to give up on being liberal. This is what these teachers are talking about, that you're taking children and making them hyper aware of race in a way they wouldn't otherwise be. I mean, I saw last night on the football game, Alicia Keys sang Lift Every Voice and Sing, which now I hear is called the Black National Anthem. Now, maybe we should get rid of our national anthem, but I think we should have one national anthem. I think when you go down a road where you're having two different national anthems, colleges sometimes now have, many of them have different graduation ceremonies for black and white, separate dorms. This is what I mean, segregation.
Did you catch that one small part where Bill Maher says, maybe we should get rid of the national anthem, basically talking about changing the national anthem or just not playing it at sporting events? I couldn't disagree more. Why do we need to get rid of the national anthem? I don't understand how anyone could find the national anthem to be offensive. Whether or not it should be played at every single sporting event, that's a matter of opinion. The fact is, though, the national anthem is played at sporting events and has been my entire life. If you're offended by the playing of the national anthem, keep your ass at home. Then you won't have to hear it. Everything else Bill Maher said, though, I agree with him 100%. This woke agenda is supposedly about diversity and inclusion, but the NFL playing two national anthems is actually about segregation. They are doing the exact opposite of what they supposedly represent. Sports are the ultimate unifier. When I'm in the Superdome, I don't care if the dude sitting next to me is a Muslim. I don't care if he's a woke dumbass. When Alvin Kamara runs for a touchdown, none of that other stuff matters. But now, before an NFL game even begins, they put us both in a potentially awkward situation. If I don't stand up with my hand over my heart for the playing of the Black National Anthem, is it going to piss the dude sitting next to me off? If he doesn't stand for the National Anthem, is it going to piss me off? They are taking something that has always united people, and they're dividing us by race. It just doesn't make any sense. Bill Maher brought up something else that I found interesting. He mentioned the criticism that he receives for going after the far left. Historically, Bill Maher has always blasted the religious right and Republicans. He identifies with the left, but he said it best. He has been criticizing the far left because they're embarrassing. Normal people can't relate to this social justice garbage. I saw a study the other day. I can't remember where I saw it. I wish I could, but it said only 10% of the American population identifies as woke. So let's assume for a second that study's accurate, which I believe it could be. I mean, think about it. Do you know anyone who identifies as woke? Do you have anyone in your life that is a tree-hugging social justice warrior? I don't. I don't know any SJWs, and if I did, I wouldn't associate with them. I wouldn't want to be out in public and have them start lecturing people on their white privilege. But if only 10% of the population is woke, then why in the hell is the NFL bending over backwards for 10%? Of the 10% who are woke, I would guess that only 2, maybe 3% actually watch the NFL. The other 7% don't have cable or satellite access under the bridge they call home. I have yet to find a bridge in this country with cable or satellite access. Hell, these people don't even have access to running water to take a shower, much less television. The NFL is risking alienating half of their audience. People similar to me who spend a lot of money on this league. They're risking that for 10% of the population. What kind of business sense does that make? And one other thing before we wrap this up. Bill Maher said colleges and universities are becoming social justice factories, and he is absolutely right. If I had kids, there's no way in hell I'm sending them to college. I tell my sister all the time not to send my two young nephews to college. You send your well-raised, responsible kids to college, and they come back with the mentality of a LeBron James. They come back with the mentality of Colin Kaepernick. One thing the woke have mastered, they have mastered the victim mentality, and they have mastered pressuring companies into doing things that they might not agree with. The NFL traveling down this social justice path, they're doing it because they're being pressured. I've told you guys about ESG before. We won't get into that again today, but Roger Goodell is being pressured to send these virtue signals so the NFL won't receive any bad publicity by the media. Now, where do the woke learn all these methods? In college, trained by their liberal professors, who learned it from people like Bill Ayers in the Weather Underground, who learned it from Saul Alinsky. I could keep going, but I'm not going to give you a history lesson. The long and the short of it is, the NFL playing the Black National Anthem is stupid. It's not doing them any favors. They haven't been hit for it in the ratings just yet, and if they don't show it on television going forward, maybe they won't. They'll just piss off everyone who is sitting there watching the game live and has to listen to it. All right, let me know what you think about Bill Maher's comments on the NFL playing the Black National Anthem. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.